Elevate Lifestyle Podcast, AR Records, this your boy Eternal. Elevate your mind, elevate your body, elevate your soul, and in turn, elevate your lifestyle. What's good? It's your boy Eternal, AR Records, man. I got my brother Julian in the building, man. It's going to be a dope-ass interview. We finna talk about all things music, business, everything that he got going on in the H. Yo, Julian, what's good, man? How you been, fam?
What's happening? What's goody?
Yo, so real quick, man. So for the people that don't know who you are, man.
Right.
Break it down for them. Yeah, I'll just give a quick background because I want the people to understand exactly who you are, what you do.
Right. Well, man, I'm born and raised in Houston, Texas. I'm a hometown kid. From the north side of Houston, Texas.
No doubt. Shout out to the north side for sure.
You know what I'm saying? Carbondale, Texas, to be exact. Yeah, man, I grew up north side. I'm a son. I'm a brother. I'm an uncle. I'm a sports enthusiast.
No doubt.
I'm a music lover and enthusiast.
And also an artist, right?
I'm an artist, I mean? But just from a foundational standpoint, you know what I mean? Like, you know, I grew up, just into all different types of things. And, you know, business to just everything, man. A little bit of everything. So
I got to say one thing real quick, man. That's the dopest answer I done had. So I did up to date about 10 interviews, right?
Right.
I always ask everyone to break it down so that the people know who they're talking to.
Right.
That's the dopest answer because you said I'm a son, right?
Right.
You said I'm a, like, you, but that's dope. That's actually right. One of the reasons I brought you on here because the intellectual side that you have. So real let's talk about, let's talk about you first and foremost as an artist, because you got some dope motherfucking music out there, man. Real talk.
I appreciate that.
So let's break down. When did you start rapping, or did you start in something else and then move over?
Right. So like I said, I was into all different types of things growing up, and I appreciate that compliment too.
It ain't common. It's just real talk because I don't stroke egos. If I didn't feel it, I wouldn't have said it 100.
Right, but that's just me being humble.
I know. No doubt.
It's just show, so it's respect. But just for me, man, I was always into, you know, like I said, just different things. And I come from a musical background. Like my grandfather, he was a singer in a quartet group back in like the 60s.
No doubt. That's what's
So they like, you know, he was like part of like the Southern Travelers. And you know, they went for, like, did the chitlin circuit.
Yo, for the people that don't know, break it down. What is the Southern Travelers?
So, like, the Southern Travelers is like a gospel group.
Okay.
Like if you were, you know, born down south and you grew up like in a church, you probably heard of the Southern Travelers.
Right.
So, you know, so my grandfather, he was in that group, branched off. You know, started, his ministry and different things.
Okay.
Being a community leader. My aunt, she's a gospel singer. Her album was called So Amazing, which it charted on the gospel new artists on iTunes. So there was always music in my family.
Right.
There was always, you know, you come to my house, like, it'd be crazy because my friends would come over. And my grandmother and everybody, my aunts, they'd be just singing.
Right.
It was always just music around. So me, you know, just growing up hearing that, that's how I got into it. I just listened to old records. I started rapping at a real young age.
What age did you start rapping at?
Man, I probably started rapping probably like, I can remember like being 11.
Okay.
Like getting up in front of a crowd. Like,
okay, no doubt. You know, so how, saying? Just so the people know, how old are you right now?
I'm 34.
34. So yeah, 34. When you were 11, you started rapping. So you was this in the church or was this
neighborhood? It was in the church. Like I was doing Christian rap.
Okay, no doubt.
Yeah, I was doing Christian rap and It's funny because I never told this story.
It's okay. That's why we're here. We,
yeah, yeah,
we
yeah. It's crazy because like,
other people don't
now,
know.
Now like, yeah. I'm like really digging in it. Yeah, like crazy. Like I'm in the crates right now. Yeah. So me, shout out to my boy, Cedric Ross. Well, he was my best friend growing up. We had a group called True Saints of God, man. It was called TSG.
TSG, shout out to that group.
Yeah. And so we was literally like, you know, rapping over like, I remember us like rapping over like Ludacris's beat.
You know? But Chris,
like,
move, what's up?
Get out the way. But you was like, move, devil, get out the way. You know what I'm saying? Like,
no, okay.
So that evolved, like as I evolved as a person and I started, you know, getting outside, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
You know, music tastes and my experiences, you know, evolved and that started to shape me as a person and then started to shape who I was as a music artist. You know what I'm
saying? So when you was doing Christian rap, what was your musical influences at that time?
Oh, geez, that's a good question.
Well, let's ask it like this. Right now, today, what are your musical influences? Where do you pull from when you go in the studio, when you want to, you know, what are your, and I'm not talking about artists that are out right now. I'm talking about, you know, artists that it could be back in the day, could be when you were growing up.
Right.
Give me five of them.
So, yeah, that's so tough because, like I said, like I'm a very broad, like, person when it comes to music. Like, if I had to narrow it down to just like five people, I gotta go Jay-Z first.
Okay, no doubt.
Jay's
shout out to
guy.
Jay for sure. 100.
I respect him on a whole nother level as far as music and
music
business
and business,
go,
right?
You know
because we
saying?
Finna talk about your how you right. are in business in
exactly.
a second, but I
right.
knew you were gonna say that.
Jay for sure. I gotta throw Andre 3000 in there.
Okay, yo, that's dope, man. Yeah, that's a dope.
I gotta throw 3K in there just because of his style.
Right.
Like,
what about his style?
I think his style was just like so different,
unique,
and it was
right?
so unique. It was so like, man, like I don't care who else is on this track. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like,
yeah.
This nigga just said the craziest shit.
And he made it work too.
He made it
crazy,
work, and to where it was like, you know, you got to be an individual, and you got to be original. And I think it was just his originality that just.
So
was
you're
dope.
Saying some really fucking dope right now. You said you got to be an individual, and that's 100% true. The way I am, the way you are, but
facts.
So with you. So a lot of people aren't, you know that, especially in music, man. They just
100%,
you know, copy 100%. And paste, you know, just same fucking bullshit.
Right.
But you are, do you feel like you're in your own lane, a leader? You
facts.
Do your own thing. Do,
100,000%.
Yes, it is. Facts.
I felt like that since I was a kid. Like, I was always the type, like, I never went with the flow. Like, I was always like, I was always like, yo, y'all finna do that? I'm good. You know what I'm saying? Like,
I'm doing
this over here. You know what I'm saying? And if that gets me to where, you know, I want to be, great. If I'm behind a little bit, cool. I'll get there eventually. You know what I'm saying? Whatever there is.
Right.
But, you know, I've always felt that way.
But the there, whatever it may be, you determine that. It's
you
not,
determine
you,
it.
Yeah, absolutely.
You determine
100.
You determine that like you determine what success means for you. You feel me?
Yeah, absolutely.
So it could be, you
what
know.
Is, what is success for you? And we're going to get back to the, because you gave two artists. We're going to get back to the other three.
Right.
But what? How do you define success? What does it mean to Julian?
I think it's changed over the years. I think, like, success for me, like, back in the day was, you know, being well-known. It was being the man. It was being,
When you say
you know,
back in the day, you mean when you was a kid, a teenager?
I mean, adolescent, teenager, you know what I'm saying? Not fully developed just yet, But I think once I started to become an adult and a man, like understanding and knowing who I am, I started to realize like my success is essentially, you know, it elevates as I grow. So if I can make if I make goals for myself, right? And my goal, I say, listen, I wanna put out a project by the end of this year.
Right.
That's a success. If I say, you know, I want to do 10 shows this year.
Right.
That's a success.
Right.
Because I'm determining that.
Yeah, absolutely. Like 100%.
I'm determining that. Now, and if things aren't in my control, like how many records I sell, or you know, how many people come to the show, like I can't really control that. So I can't,
that's not a measure right there.
Yeah. That's a variable that I can't control. Absolutely. So it's not something that I hang my hat on.
Right.
Absolutely.
100%.
So yeah.
You can't measure your success.
The things that I can control, like I determine that success for me and I manage that as I grow. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely. Before I ask you the next question, let's go back to the other three artists because I want the people to understand where, when they tap in to your music, I want them to understand where your influences come from because you got some dope shit, yo. And again, that's not a comment. Okay. Yeah, well, I was about to say, not a comment. Yo, but no doubt because Julian a real one, man. He's a real humble person, man. But give me three more.
Okay. So like, I'm trying to go with the artist that directly affected me.
100%. That's what I want.
And had the most impact on me. So I got to go with Lil Wayne.
Okay. Shout out to Lil Wayne. 100%.
And I say that because I watched Lil Wayne grow from a hot boy to independent, like, you know what I'm saying? Block is high, 500 degrees to the Carter to the mixtape Weezy to the, you know what I'm saying? So I've seen his elevation as he grew. And, you know, like, unlike like Jay, when I got on Jay, he was already big pimping. You know, in my mind. You feel me?
Yeah.
So Wayne wasn't always Wayne to me. It was like I seen Wayne like become Wayne.
Right. Absolutely.
So his, you know what I'm saying? So my, you know what I'm saying? How I was like looking at Wayne was like, damn, like just how, you know, he went from, you know, like I said, like a 15, 16-year-old hot boy.
Yeah,
to,
like I think 14 at that time. At that point, and he was in that group.
I was in seventh, eighth grade jamming like Guerrilla Warfare. And, you know what I'm saying? So I had the the camo do-rag with the big white tee and the Reeboks on. Yo. Cause Jabos, like I was fucking with Cash Money
you
like that.
You taking it back. Wait, Jabos, man, you taking it back.
Bro, I told you before, I was like, when you asked me who I am, I was like, man, I'm a music enthusiast. Like,
100%.
Like,
I
studied the game. You know what I'm saying? So even down to the style. So when I talk about all these dudes, they impacted not only musically, but style and culture.
Right.
You know
what I'm saying? 100%. So I do want the other two, but let me ask you this. How do you feel the style in hip hop and rap has changed from the age group you're talking about that you grew up in? Because it's completely different. You remember those big white tees? They fucking went down to me. You're talking about Jerbo jeans.
Now
it's skinny jeans and Vans and whatever the fuck. I don't even know. Not to knock anyone's style. That's to each their own.
Facts.
You know, but how do you feel like, and why do you feel like that's changed with music? Especially hip hop. We ain't even gonna talk about the other genres, in hip hop, man.
Well, hip hop, solely because it's who we are. You know, it's a direct correlation to the street and what's happening.
It's a narrative. For sure. It's a direct narrative, actually.
Direct. So as hip-hop changes, we change, right? And as hip-hop evolves, because even if you go back before, like the baggy jeans, hip hop was zipper jackets.
It was Run DMC, the Adidas.
No, before Run.
Yeah, okay.
I'm talking like Grandmaster Flash. Okay.
Yo,
you know what I'm saying?
You are the enthusiast.
Okay, nigga. You know what I'm saying?
Damn, yo, okay. Like, yeah.
You know what I mean? So when you take it back to see how hip-hop has changed and hip-hop evolved, then you get the Run DMCs and the LL Cool J's, and then you get the Rakims, and then you get the KRS-1s, and then you get the... you know, even down south, you get the Scarfaces and
shout out to Scarface.
Shout out to Face Mob. So you know, as hip hop has evolved, we have evolved as a culture and as a people, as a society. You know, the tastemakers, right? You start getting the FUBU guy. How I feel about it now, like we're in the state that it is now. Like I feel like, you know, it's a lot of designer, high fashion. You got like cats like YSL who's like really, you know, impacting like the young culture and in the style of it and things of that nature. And I don't knock it, you know what I'm saying? Because for me, I still wear Air Force Ones, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, 100% like, all day. That's never going to change.
Give me two pair. I need two pair.
Right.
You feel me?
But real quick, the reason I'm bringing it up to you, because if people, when they look at your IG and they look at your social media pages, you got fashion sense. You know what I'm saying? So, and again, that wasn't a con. That's just me talking. But you do. So the reason I'm asking you is, you're not necessarily, again, this goes back to in your own lane. So you got fashion sense, but I don't feel like you followed the trends of where it's at right now.
Right.
Unless I'm wrong. No, I feel you do your own thing, but like, do you feel like there is a correlation between hip hop, so let me ask you this. In hip hop right now, the music, has it in your eyes, has it changed to where, because we just said it was a direct narrative of the streets, do you still feel that right now, today's hip-hop?
Man, I think you do have certain pockets, like certain pockets in hip-hop represent that you know what's going on in the streets right now, like RIP the Young Dolph.
Yeah, I was just about to
bring RIP the Young Dolph. You know, obviously that's a super unfortunate event that happened. And I rock with Young Dolph. When he came out with the album last year, Rich Slave, I was jamming that, like, you know, front to back. But like Young Dolph is one of those guys who represented what was going on in the streets.
Absolutely.
And there's certain artists that you know, represent in their music what's happening directly in the streets. Now sometimes unfortunately it they become a victim of
that lifestyle and that rap,
you know what I mean?
But besides Dolph, man, because he definitely was representing what, you know, what he was actually doing in the streets, do you feel like that so without saying it, man, because it's all about positive shit, but there's a lot of artists there's a lot of artists that talk but don't walk that walk. In the game right now, and I'm not gonna say no names. I'm not talking about in our city. I'm talking about big artists. You know, by the record label, they be fucking, you know, they promote them like they are street cats, but they're really not. You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
And so, what I'm asking you, do you feel like it's still like, so hip hop has evolved, absolutely, right? Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of you know, dope artists out there.
Mm-hmm.
Let's put it like this, man. Your music, what is when you, because, and I want the people, I'm about to play one of your songs. I want the people to, when you talk about things in your music, is it directly your experiences or is it experiences of people that you know or, you know, break it down.
I think it's a combination. I think the best music comes out naturally for me that I can directly speak to, you know what I mean? Like I can directly, I was in the studio last night and
today, right? That was last night, but it was basically today.
Cause I was in there, you know, all day to the morning.
Yo, shout out to Julian, man. He been up all day working in the studio and found time to come through to the podcast, man.
For sure. And get in a workout.
Yeah. 100%. You already know.
And get in a workout. But you know, I have to speak on my direct experiences because I feel like that's the truth, right? You find your truth in every song that you can possibly, you know, every song that you do, you have to find some type of truth in that. And I think that once you do find that truth, it hits a little bit different. You feel me? Like, rather than telling somebody else's story. But I don't not, like, I can tell, like, one of my homies that I seen and he went through that, and I indirectly experienced that because I'm close to my man. You
but
know
you
what
still,
I mean?
But you still are speaking truth. You ain't just putting something together because it's trending or whatever.
Facts.
It's funny, man. I did an interview with Genuine, man. Shout out to Genuine for all you young cats who don't know. But G said the same thing. He was like, a lot of times inspiration in the studio may not just come through. He's like, I could be all good with my girl, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
And I don't have anything to say, but he's like, if I'm talking about, because you know, G does, that's R&B.
Right, back then, shout out to G though.
But he said that I get inspiration from my homeboys, you know, from what they're going through. But it's still real that way, right?
Yeah.
But so 100%, when you make music, so what, but when you make music, what is your like when you last night you was in the studio,
right?
Okay, what's your process when you come up with a song? Do you have it already planned out, or do you feel it out? Or
what's crazy is that these days I find it better and more like it comes out better. Like the music comes out better for me when it's organic. Like when I can get in the studio and I can hear the beat, it's exciting because it's like I don't know what beat I'm gonna rap to. Let's pull up a beat. Okay, I'm feeling this. This vibe is giving me, you know how like the new word now is like it's giving me this. You know what I'm saying?
I don't keep up with trends, so I don't know.
All right, I'll trust you.
But yeah.
He said I trust you. it's about that just that vibe that you get like when you really just don't know it. It's a blank canvas and you could just paint on it and it come out.
That's
and
the dopest
be like
fucking description.
Super dope.
I had Goonie the other last week that I interviewed him. He's a producer, right? So he was talking about when he got a call to Trill Sammy came into the H and he had to be there. He got a call at 1 a.m. to be at the studio at 2 a.m.
Okay.
So when he came, what he was talking about is he brought beats for Trill Sammy that he already had prepped, but he didn't know Trill Sammy was gonna come in. So the producers you work with, do you ever work with new producers? And
man,
how is that process for you on the other side? So on the artist side?
So I've been mainly working with like one producer. I've been locked in with him, Mark D, for about, probably like three or four years we've been locked in. Now I get on other beats and whatnot, like, you know, different producers. My cousin is a producer, Ivy League. He go by Itchy Carl Valdez. you know, and then I work with a few other producers as well. And it's just about finding the right chemistry. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. Like, well, yeah.
You know, for me, I feel like I can, you know, I'm the type of rapper I feel like that, or type of artist that I feel like I can hop on any beat. As long as it's dope, you know what I'm saying? I don't care if it's East Coast style, boom bap, or if it's West Coast style, G-Funk, or if it's down south, 808s, or if it's Midwest, you know, minimal type beat, whatever it is, I feel like I can get to it and groove to it, even on some melodic shit, you know what I'm saying? If it has some chords and, you know, progressions and different things like that, I can get down with anything. It's just really about locking in with a producer that, you know, we could build chemistry, because I like to build chemistry.
What does that mean for Julian as an artist? What is chemistry? So for the people that don't know what that means, I mean they know the word, but for you, in the studio.
Yeah, in the studio, chemistry is really just like, you know, knowing what I can do as an artist, I want to see what the producer has to bring to the table. And if the producers bring into the table something that I feel like strikes a chord with me, and, you know, even beyond just a music platform, right? Let's talk about, like, you know, just individually, like, do we do we have common ground? Do we have, you know, because it's easier to work with somebody that you can find some type of common ground, right? So that helps the music relationship if you do have common ground just as individuals, right?
100%.
Right.
Well, but so, I feel like you're the kind of person, and correct me if I'm wrong, that can, you specifically are the kind of individual that can find common ground with anyone. Or am I, is that?
No, that's 100%.
But not everyone is like that. But yeah, it takes a certain kind of individual. That's from my understanding of you. Mm-hmm. That's what I feel. And just, I can even tell you just when you just talk to the GM right here, you know, AR Records GM, Amin,
right,
found common ground right there. Like, I was like, yo, matter of fact, let's talk about that, what you were talking to him about, man.
Right,
so
right,
you,
right.
Let's talk about the music school, the students. Let's talk about that real quick. Let the people know.
No, for sure. And, you know, like I said, once again, appreciate that compliment.
Yo, so it's crazy. You made it look like I'm just compliments, just stroking your ego. Nah, I just keep it real,
bro,
dog.
Because
I do. You know
it,
me, dog.
It takes, let me just say this, bro. It takes a real individual to acknowledge and appreciate another individual
absolutely,
for
100%.
Who they are and what they do, because we don't have enough of that goes around, you know, just today in the world. You know, everybody's worried about them and themselves and building up their ego. And so I'm not that type of person. So when I do get that, I try to give it right back or show appreciation.
And 100%.
For receiving any type of credit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, but you know, anyway, so as far as the, what we were talking about with the GM, what is it, Amin, right?
Yeah, so his name's Amin.
Shout
out to Amin.
Yeah, shout out to that boy. So I was basically, asking him, you know, cause he was saying it, he put together the studio, he's an engineer. And, so I went into, oh, okay, cool. You're an engineer. I was just like, you know, where'd you go to school at?
Right.
Or did you go to school? Because some engineers are self-taught, you know what I mean? But to build out this type of build out is, yeah, you gotta have a little,
you gotta have some fundamental
knowledge
in the
industry, right? So, and the reason why I know that is because I'm connected to Avant Media Institute. Shout out to them.
Shout out to them, but let the people know what that is.
Avant Media Institute is it's a school, it's an institute where you can get your degree in sound engineering, sound technician. They opened up in 2015. My boy, shout out to Ryan Klonick, who's the president and owner of Avant Media Institute, brought me in. I mean, that's my guy. And he told me about what he wanted to do and what they had going on. And I was like, any way I could be of help, you know, of service, just let me know. So, you know, I helped them, you know, when they first launched the school, you know, whether it was from helping, you know, get students, from recruiting to helping them market in different, you know, in different areas, just trying to get the name out there and, you know, just wherever I could be of service. So, you know, I also work with students to this day that graduated from that school. So
work with them, what do you mean? In the studio?
Studio. I like, you know, once they graduate, they get their degree, I'm like, come engineer for me. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to give you a job. I'm going to hire you. You know what I'm saying? Come work for something. I'm going to pay you. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, 100%. So how long is that? How long is it, a two-year program, program?
It's a 44-week course. So it's 11 four-week course. So you got four courses that are 11 weeks each, so it's a total of 44 weeks.
So real quick, man, can you tap in their either their website, Instagram, so the mm-hmm. people listening to this, if they're looking to go that route, they mm-hmm. can, you know, look them up and you know, go ahead and give them a call or DM or IG.
Right, so you can look up Avant Media Institute. Avant is spelled AVANT, Media, MEDIA, Institute, INSTITUE.
Hold on.
Do not blame that. It's been a long day, okay?
Right. Yeah.
But AvantMediaInstitute.com, on social media, IG, Facebook, Twitter, you can find them at Avant Media Institute, and you'll find them.
No doubt. And they just, the programs are for somebody that wants to be an engineer, or they have multiple different.
Yeah. So for just, you know, really engineers right now, audio engineer, yeah. There's plans to grow the courses to where, you know, not only you have sound engineers, audio engineers, but you have video production, you have animation, you know, animation and so on and so forth. So right. Like to build
graphic design.
Graphic design
courses offered. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. All of the full services that an art institute would offer. You okay, know what I'm
no
saying?
Doubt. So it's a, right now it's bottom audio. Line. It's legit. It's official.
Oh, it's official. Like no a doubt. Referee with a whistle.
Yeah. Nah, man,
we official. You know, anything that I promote or back.
That's facts. That's facts.
It's going to be official.
100. That's facts. Let's go back to, you got two more artists that I need from you. I know we veered off.
No, yeah. That's brought it back. So, you know, so, okay. So I did Jay, Andre 3000, Lil Wayne. Man, I gotta go. Ooh, man.
Yo, so what's crazy?
I gotta go with Pimp C.
Okay, Pimp C. Yo, shout out to Pimp C, man. Rest in peace, 100%.
Man, I gotta.
But why? Not that there even needs to be
a
reason, but mm-hmm. just so people that aren't from the age mm-hmm. or, you know, actually everyone in Houston or outside knows Pimp C.
Right.
You know,
yeah.
100%. But why is that an influence on you?
Cause I'm a pimp.
Playboy.
Nah, it was just Pimp was like our man. He was like Tupac or something, man.
Well, no, 100% in the South.
In just the realest way I could put it, because Pimp was gonna speak his mind, man. Just like how Pac was. He was gonna speak
100%.
I know that's your guy. Yeah, that's your guy. Man. If you had to give a top five, you're gonna go Pac right off the rip.
Oh, yeah, it's gonna be 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 Pac.
Yeah. Tupac Shakur, Machiavelli.
Yeah, right. No, but so yeah, Pimp was a representative. 100%.
He was just a rebel, man. And he was so dope. People don't know Pimp was a super dope producer. And musician and crooner, like every UGK song you really hear in the music is Pimp orchestrated that. Like Bun was the icing
Shout
on
out
the
to
cake.
Bun B, but Shout yeah, out yeah, to yeah.
Bun. Like Bun was the icing on the cake because Bun would come in and lace the track and give you one of the classic 16s of all time.
Right.
You know, but Pimp was definitely gonna come in and I hate to separate them like Pimp was in my top five, but Bun ain't because Bun is definitely up there. But Pimp, I feel like just because I do like a lot of harmonizing and I do so when I'm in the studio and I'm harmonizing and I'm hitting certain vocals and I'm hitting like certain like pitches and then I'm thinking about like trying to be a creative but then be technical. Like Pimp was like that because he was a producer, quick, but he was an artist.
For the people that aren't familiar with what you're saying, that in the studio, mm-hmm. what can you explain to them, what does harmonizing mean? Because you're saying something, but I want the people to really understand what you're saying, because it's dope.
Since we're talking about Pimp in honor of Pimp, what do you say? Can't let nobody hold me down. These hoes can't never hold me. Cause I'm pimping. You know, that's harmonizing. That's Pimp C right there. You know what I'm saying? So for me, I do that in my music and I get that from Pimp. Like, you know, I know Drake is like the popular singer rapper, but I grew up on like Pimp C, you know, Big Mo. You know, guys who really harmonize and they rap. You know what I'm saying?
That was dope, yo. Thank you for doing that. That was dope. Could you just, instead of explaining it, you showed it to me.
Right. I can show you better than I can tell you.
100%. Yeah, no doubt. Yeah. So you got Pimp C. Give me one more.
this is really gonna be tough for me because I can go either way with this.
Well, which way? Go, give me both ways. Which way are you going? Well, give me both artists. Where are you going?
Okay. I gotta give you like three.
Okay, give me three. That's a bet. Yeah, like I wanted five.
For this,
give me
for
this
five.
Yo,
okay, so I gotta go with Young Jeezy.
Okay, shout out to Jeezy for sure.
I gotta go with Kanye.
Yeah, shout out to Kanye.
And I gotta go with Drizzy.
Okay, and Drizzy, yeah, 100%. But hey, real quick, I need to know why though. Right. You gotta break it down. Yeah.
I'll break it all the way down.
Let's start first and foremost with Jeezy. Because yo, that's dope, man.
Right.
Let's start with Jeezy. Tell me why.
I'm the realest nigga in it. You already know. Got Trapper of the Year 4 times in a row. What they give you?
You feel me? 100%.
So it was just that when Jeezy came out, it was like he hit like 50 Cent hit, like when he came out with Get Rich or Die Trying, you know?
Right.
And I think with Jeezy, it was like just, you know, it was that thug motivation. It was that motivation to get up and get it and, you know, by any means necessary. He was kind of like the rap down south Malcolm X or something, you know what I'm saying?
No
like,
doubt. But so he had a direct narrative of what he was going through, correct? In
right.
His music, his shit, mm-hmm. Like what we were talking about earlier.
Came from the streets, yeah.
Absolutely. So,
Doughboy.
So Jeezy, who else did you say?
I said Kanye.
Kanye. A lot of, so this is crazy because when we talk about, and shout out to Kanye West, one of my favorite Kanye tracks, actually my favorite album was his first album, but my favorite track was the end track with where he's, and it's my favorite track, not to negate him as a rapper, you know, but at the end when he's explaining what he went through, when he's talking about how with the beat was still going on, you know, the very last track on his first
album. On the first album.
Yeah, yeah, where he's talking
about, he got signed.
Mayonnaise color,
mayonnaise color,
I push miracle whips. Yeah. But how he's talking about how he went in and no one would sign him. He's in the studio.
They wanted to sign him as a producer, not a rapper.
Right. But why is Kanye on your list?
Man, just because the reasons, like, you know, like I kind of gave it kind of same as Pimp, but not so much as Pimp, but
with the harmonizing.
Not Kanye didn't do it. I mean, he did do harmonizing when he got on like 808s and Heartbreaks and kind of changed, like, switched it up a little bit, but like when he came out with like College Dropout, I was already a fan from him producing. Like,
absolutely.
He had produced like Jay-Z's you know, on Blueprint. Like he was like Takeover. He did like Heart of the City and he did like he did a couple other joints on Blueprint that I was like, man, this Kanye dude is like whoever the producer is, this thing is crazy. Like him and Just Blaze. So I was already a fan from a producer standpoint. And then when he started to rap, like it was so different from what like Rockefeller was doing at that time. You know, Rock had Jay, Beanie Siegel,
it was Beanie Siegel,
Dipset. So it was.
But I think that's why, I can't speak for Jay-Z. I think that's why he signed him, though, because it was so different.
It was
And it brought a whole different
lane.
100%.
To the Rock. And I was like, wow, okay, Jay's backing this guy. Like the Rockefeller is really backing this guy, so let me see what it's about. Cause I was a huge Rockefeller fan and like everything they did from a business standpoint and putting together themselves. You know,
real quick, man. Let's not to
get away
from, off.
Yeah,
but let's talk about that. What is it that you respect or you take from Jay from the Rock business wise? Because you are a businessman, correct?
Right.
Okay, so first of all, shout out. You have your own studio, I believe, on your IG. What's the name of your studio? I had just seen it. You have your own.
To keep it real, like with that question, so we were in the process of opening up a studio. Well, I was. It was already a studio that was there. It was called the Den Studio. So, and I was basically coming in as a partner and, you know, kind of just going to rebrand and
right.
revitalize it and kind of, you know, switch the direction of it. We actually, that particular building that we were going to use and utilize, like the lease went up on it. And I just, you know, was like, okay, well, if the lease is up on it and my partner is not really feeling that move right there, then let me re-strategize and you know, figure out, you know, what's the best avenue to open this studio up. So that's kind of where that's at. But it was called Wreath. It was gonna be called Wreath Studio, W R E A T H. But no, that's still it's still in the plans though.
So real quick, I misspoke, but I'm glad you told the people that. I'm talking about your record label.
Oh,
so
okay.
My bad, yo.
Yeah, that was
because I was. So okay. Say the name for the people.
So it's called Grand Mansoor Entertainment.
Okay, yeah, shout out to, that's your label,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, sir.
Okay, so let's talk about that real quick, man. So you're an entrepreneur, right? Yeah. You're a businessman. Why did you choose, because most artists, they are either independent or they sign to a label, right?
Right.
Why did you choose to start your own label? And when did that happen?
Man, that kind of just goes back to Jay-Z. Like, I was influenced by, you know, and more so, I think that even just us being from down south, like, we're all independent. Like, you see, like, how SUC did, you know, started their record label. You see how Switcher House started their label. And then even before that, you see how Rap-A-Lot started their label.
Yeah, yo, shout
their
out
label.
To Rap-A-Lot.
You know
sure.
what I'm saying? So, yeah, for sure. Show. And, but for me, and just seeing how they, like, were moving and how they did it, Rockefeller, you know, starting their own label, you know, where Jay was, you know, obviously the front man, you know, and then you had Dame Dash and Biggs, and then, you know, they had to put out their own album because they couldn't get a deal. They couldn't get a record deal. So then, you know, obviously they had success with Reasonable Doubt, and then they were able to do a distribution deal with Def Jam. And then from there, man, things just matriculated to where they started a clothing line, and then they started, you know, Armadale Vodka, and then they started
production. The Vodka was just Jay, right? That's when he left Day, or was that them
no
together?
that was them together. Okay, okay. That was them together. Everything that they did was together until they, you know, started doing different things, like, you know, you know, I'm not acting like I'm in Rockefeller, but they started doing different shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. No doubt.
But to be honest, that's kind of for me where the inspiration came to do my own. And I don't really like to say like I have a record label. I like to say like I have an entertainment company, because my focus is really like doing more than just doing music. I mean, obviously music is the foundation, but, you know, like doing entertainment you know, touring, concert promotion, and doing merchandise, and doing artist management, and doing music publishing, and doing strategic brand development, and
no doubt.
So much, you know, more things that you could do under.
Real quick, tap in the IG for the people so that they can see.
Yeah, so you can, you know, go to my IG, which
for
is
for tapping your IG for
yeah,
sure. Yeah.
Which is Julian X Caesar. So Julian is J-U-L-I-A-N. I promise I'm not gonna misspell my name now. Caesar, C-A-E-S-A-R, on IG, on Twitter, on Facebook. You can find me. JulianXCaesar.com is the website. And then for the entertainment company, it's Grand X Mansoor. So can you
spell? Can we let the people? You get real fancy with it with the last name.
I'm feeling like I'm on goddamn what is that shit? Jeopardy, right? Is that Jeopardy?
It's Jeopardy,
you have to
right?
Spell that shit out.
Nah, is it Jeopardy? Yeah, it's Jeopardy.
Right? Well, can I get a A?
Yeah, like, I think it's yo, my man's yo.
No, that's not Jeopardy, is it?
That's not Jeopardy.
Wheel of Fortune?
Nah, it's Jeopardy. No, Jeopardy is where you answer the question. Yeah. Wheel, you spell it. Oh, man, I don't even know, man.
Yeah,
I think it's Wheel of Fortune,
old,
right?
Bro.
Yeah, yeah.
But anyways, Grandma is G-R-A-N-D-X Mansoor, M-O-N-S-I-E-U-R. You dig?
I'll tap in with Julian, man. I appreciate you coming out, man. This is your boy Eternal, AR Records. Thank you.